I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The white paper revolution is underway in China. People across the country are fighting for freedom, pushing back on draconian, dystopian government policies, so much so where people in hazmat suits can show up at your house, abduct you, and put you in government camps. Cities as large as Shanghai of 25 million people have been placed under lockdowns. There have been reports of dogs being murdered. People have lost their livelihoods, their jobs, as their doors have been welded shut by government officials, not being able to leave their homes, not being able to work, not being able to provide for their families. People have become homeless as a result. All in the name of zero COVID policy, which is unattainable. 3 years into this thing, we know that a zero COVID strategy is actually impossible. It can't happen. And what China has done, which is what people have been warning about, especially people like the great Barrington signers, the people who originally pushed back about lockdowns, even here in the United States, what they've been warning about is all that those policies do. All these quarantining, the government camps, the welding people in their homes, all it does is prolong the inevitable. You can't escape a virus like COVID. You have to build up immunity to it. So all China has done is prolonged the pain for their citizens. And now they're rising up. It all started after a building set on fire. 10 people were killed. Accusations that they were unable to leave their apartments. They were unable to escape because of COVID policies, because they couldn't leave. So what does this mean? And are these protests precedented? How are these different than protests of the past? America came close to this. A lot of her leaders had previously praised what China was doing on COVID. People like Dr. Fauci. This is why I've been so passionate about this issue. This is why I've pushed back on things like vaccines so hard, so passionately, because we've seen tyranny here in the United States. We could have been China. You see how China has used things like vaccine passports with either green, yellow, or red, signifying if you can live your life, if you can leave your home, if people in hazmat suits are going to show up and ship you off to a quarantine camp. Vaccine passports that were pushed in the United States as well. It's a means of control. It's a weapon of control. Nearly half of Democrats during COVID, according to Rasmussen, wanted to put people like me in a government camp for not getting vaccinated. Nearly half of Democrats also supported fining or imprisoning people for simply questioning the efficacy of vaccines. And sadly, we've seen American companies like Apple also helping the Chinese Communist Party in trying to squash these protests. So what does this all mean? We turn to Shivan Fleet, who escaped communist China at just 26 years old. She's been warning about the parallels between China and the United States with communism gripping the United States. She's one of those parents in Loudoun County who is pushing back against things like critical race theory. This is her mission. So we're going to talk to someone who knows what it's like to live in communist China and authoritarianism, who has been warning and trying to fight to keep America free. This interview is important. I really hope that you continue to listen to Shivan Fleet. on this show because you have experienced authoritarianism in China. You've escaped. You know what it's like. You know what these people are suffering through. China has had this zero COVID policy, which we all know is impossible. But this policy is really more about control than anything else, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And first of all, I want your audience to know that people there in China are fighting for freedom. And we heard this word just often, and we don't really have an understanding, I think, a lot of times, what freedom? The Chinese people are fighting the freedom to live. That's what they're fighting for, because the zero COVID policy really, really pushed them to the breaking point, of not being able to live.
And what really sparked this was an apartment fire, and there was accusations that people cannot escape the building because of the harsh COVID policies, being locked in their homes, being confined. This area of the country had been under lockdown for over 100 days since August. I mean, but this has been 3 years of this, that these poor people have faced these draconian and dystopian policies.
I know. And here we heard the word, you know, draconian lockdown, but what it really means. And I can just give you some examples of what Chinese people have been going through in the past 3 years. It's just inhuman. That's all I can say. They destroyed people's livelihood. They destroyed businesses, destroyed jobs. So people have no income. And so they are locked up. And when they're locked up, the only thing the food they can buy is through the online shopping controlled by the government. And so, for example, carrots that cost in normal times 2 yuan per kilo, now 16 yuan. People have lost their income and now they have to live. They have to pay this kind of a price that is just, they just have no money. So many people are starving. So many people died because they could not go to hospital. And there are stories of pregnant women lost a baby in front of the hospital because the COVID passport did not have the green code. This tragedy of people, there are old story of old couples have no phone because they could not get food. They did not know how to use the technology, starve to death or push to the despair and jump off the building and commit suicide. There's so many people commit suicide. And then for people who have money and they don't have the freedom of movement, the whole country turned into a big prison. This is just something that I don't think that American understand.
Well, and what you're talking about, you know, China's got this COVID tracking system. It's a social credit score where, as you mentioned, it's either green, yellow, or red, and basically dictates your ability to live your life, to leave your home, or the threat of, you know, Communist Party officials in hazmat suits showing up at your house, abducting you, and placing you into these government quarantine camps. Just atrocious and disturbing policies there in China. You know, when you're looking at these protests, how do they differ from past protests or kind of what's your viewpoint on what you're seeing happening in China? Is it different from the past? You know, get into that a little bit if you can.
This one is definitely different. China has, you know, CCP has so many movement, political movement all over the 75 years of a regime. And some of them affected certain portion of the population. The land reform, it's the peasants. And then and the Cultural Revolution is basically people fighting against each other. And then the 1989 student movement, it's students demanding democracy. It's kind of in the smaller section of the population. Not this time. This time it affects everybody, and it pushed everybody to the breaking point. So that's one difference. The other difference is this is the first time in the entire 75 years of the CCP rule, people had the slogan, "Down with CCP." CCP, step down. It's never heard about. Even in the 89 student movement, all they want is democracy. All they want is reform. They want a gentler, improved version of the CCP. They never had the slogan, "Down with CCP." So that is the difference. It is, we really witness a watershed moment.
What are these people risking? You know, these brave people that are going out and protesting. What would the Communist Party do to them?
There's just nothing for them to lose. I just listened to a young woman. Actually, she's from, she's from my city, Chengdu. She was attending the crowd. She graduated a year ago, and she was able to find a job and sign the lease of apartment for a year. Her job, she lost her job because the business closed, shut down. So she has no money. And she just could not live. That happened to so many of the people. So there's nothing for them to lose. That's why they went to the street. There were just no other options.
Quick break, more on China's draconian policies.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, and it's being called the white paper revolution. What does that symbolize?
It's so clever and it's so powerful because the censorship. And I talk to people in China, and now when I talk to people in China, we talk in code. And I was told people would get up like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. So that's the time, a window of time that they could see some of the posting. People post, but right away it's just erased by the government. And so they have no information. And so a lot of people depend on the app that allow them to go outside the firewall. And that's exactly what the government is doing now. Now they have checkpoint and in metro, and they will demand people show their phone, and they will go through it. If they see any app that allows them to do that, they delete it and give them a warning.
Well, and what's really sad is one of the ways that protesters were circumventing officials is through the airdrop feature on Apple. And what's sad is Apple actually recently forced a China-only software update to disallow that, to not allow Chinese protesters to use that tool to circumvent the government. And that's really sad to see a company like Apple do the Communist Party's bidding in that way.
They are not forced. They have always been on the side of the CCP, because they only see money. They only see profit. They have been for a long time on the side of CCP. And what's the CEO? Cook, right? He praised the CCP. And that's... that is the danger of the world we are in. 30-some years ago, I was already here in America, and I just witnessed the downfall of Soviet Union. And we have Reagan, we have Thatcher, we have John Paul II, and we have Western world supporting the Russian people to have their freedom. And now, today, the Biden government is silent. The big tech, the Western world is pretty much silent. And then the big tech is helping the CCP. And that is the tragedy of the protest today. There's no one out there helping them.
Well, and what's crazy is we're talking about, you know, lockdowns in cities as big as Shanghai, 25 million people placed under lockdown during periods of time. I mean, this is just absolute insanity. There's currently one facility being built, a COVID quarantine facility built to accommodate 250,000 people. I mean, it's just it is absolute insanity what is taking place right now.
I want to talk about that, and I call it the horror of Fangchang Shelter Hospital. They call it Shelter Hospital. Fangchang is the name, and they started the first one in Wuhan, and then they replicated all over the country. And it's kind of quickly built, poor quality facility. They were quarantined people, thousands of them, put them there and give them just hardly any adequate services. And so for thousands of people, they have like a 2 or 4 bathroom. There's hundreds of people line up to use the bathroom, and the bathroom overflow. It's just the condition that is so inhumane. And that's, it's nothing less than concentration camp. And I also want to talk about the tyranny of COVID passport. And that's something that the Biden administration and the Fauci and the World Economic Forum want to implement all over the world. And the tyranny of the COVID passport is just awful. Everyone in China, every day, they check their code. Like you said, three, red, orange, and green. It's like you can go today to do some shopping. You entered the wrong shopping center, and all of a sudden, someone had a red code, and then the door will be shut, and everyone inside will be forcefully transferred to the quarantine center. So you may go out today to do some just shopping. You may not make it home. And then we have videos of same people ended up on the wrong bus. And all of a sudden, the whole bus is shut down and have to be transferred to a quarantine center. It's just horrible. And everyone's on edge. Families, my friends, and told me every day they have to go and get COVID test. And so I just heard watched the interview with Fauci. He said, well, you know, the solution is to have better COVID vaccine. My God, everyone in China had COVID vaccine. So Fauci's solution is a better vaccine. No, it is not. They are not controlling the spread of the virus. They're controlling people.
Well, and to your point, to show people how they're using the social credit system, this vaccine passport to control people, authorities in central China have been accused of using it to stop protests. So even though the people didn't have COVID, they would turn it red so that these people would not be able to go out and protest, that they would be confined to their home. So obviously it's being abused to a great degree, as well as obviously the ability to have people's data and the ability to control their movements to such a great degree.
It's not abuse.
It's a weapon. That's a great way to say it.
It's weaponized. And people are all kind of wondering what's next. And this is my analysis, you know, just based on what I know. I don't think we're going to see a Tiananmen Square crackdown, because they can't, because it's everywhere. And so they have a better weapon. That is the technology, and then surveillance technology and AI. All they need to do is turn those people who showed up in certain places that protests took place, just turn their phone, the code red, and then they can't do anything. They can't go to stores. They can't get money from a bank. They're just basically disabled. And that's what's happening in today's world. That's how easy they can disable those people.
Well, and just to show how senseless all of this is, there was a video where two people in full hazmat suits enter a person's living room, one carrying a crowbar, another with a yellow plastic bag. They kill the person's dog with the crowbar, beat the dog to death. It was caught on security camera because the owner was undergoing a compulsory quarantine. So just beat a dog senseless for no reason.
Absolutely. I have been watching. It's just so depressing. The past 3 years, videos came out of China. Yes. And for the COVID passport, now it's like you can't do anything. You can't do anything if you don't have it green. So every day, you know, you have to get the test, and people waiting in line. And there is a story that was just horrific. There's something malfunction of the system, and in a small town in Guangdong province, overnight, like 3,000 or 4,000 residents found their code red. Everyone panicked. So in the morning, everyone dashed to the COVID test station, which only have probably 4 little booths. 4,000 people showed up, and then panicked, and then stampede. And no one was killed, but the report said some small children were stabbed and over, and then have broken legs.
How hard has this been for you to watch the treatment of the Chinese people at the hands of this government over the past 3 years?
I always think that the problem of everything that in China is communism. But from what I see, a lot of people still support the CCP, the government, during the protests in Hong Kong. And I see people in China, inside China, was supporting the government crackdown. And then the students here, the students in the Western world, in United States, Canada, whatever, they're supporting the government. I was like, they need to wake up, and they're still supporting this absolutely tyrannical government. Okay, now I am wrong. They are waking up. Now they understand. It is the students now is demanding the step down of the CCP. So I'm so relieved. And now I just heard that in Harvard, in Columbia University, the Chinese students, having demonstrations against CCP. So with all this tragedy, I do see a hope. I see people waking up.
Quick commercial break. More on the white paper revolution.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from my this idea of what is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And you've escaped China to come to America. So I know keeping America free is something that is really close to your heart and a mission and a passion of yours. We have previously seen Dr. Fauci praise the Chinese lockdowns. Here in the United States, there was a Rasmussen poll not too long ago where nearly half of Democrats wanted to put unvaccinated people in government camps. Another near half of Democrats wanted to fine or imprison people simply for questioning the efficacy of vaccines. Do you think people realize here in America that we came pretty close to being China in regard to their policies on China or on COVID?
I think more and more people are waking up, but not enough. We need really waken up the Americans. That's my mission. That's what I have been doing, to wake them up. And we are becoming a communist state. That's exactly what's happening. And we may have a different name, you know, but it's communist, because it's exactly what I experienced.
And what do you see happening here that you saw in China?
It's the Marxist ideology. The ideology is that they divide the whole society into the oppressed and oppressor. So they divide people, and then they have the cancel culture, which is to destroy the foundation of a society. That is the traditional society. Why? They want to divide people so that they can set people against each other, so that they can better control the people, and they cancel the traditional culture because they want to implement Marxist ideology. They have been very successful. And you see all those people that have been trained or indoctrinated by the Marxist controlled higher education, the woke people, and especially in this midterm. And we can see that there are so many young people vote for Democrats for the simple reason that they are just trained that way. They don't care if this candidate is almost like a vegetable. It doesn't matter. They just vote blue. And it's because this whole generations have been indoctrinated with the same ideology that I was indoctrinated when I was in China. That's Marxist ideology, that's communist.
What kind of warning would you give Americans about why we need to fight like heck to preserve freedom here in the United States?
I think that there are a lot of people that who are not quite indoctrinated, they're just afraid. They just kind of like a keep their mouth shut, and said because if you speak up, you might lose your job, you might lose your business, and it is terrifying. I quit my job because I spoke up at my workplace, and then they kind of pushed me out. And so it is, we are at this in a time that you may lose your job, your livelihood, if you fight back. But I tell people, if you don't fire back and still comply, and then the next thing is when you want to speak up, it's not about job. You may lose your freedom. You may be jailed. And if you still don't speak up, the next time you want to speak up, you may lose your life. And that's what I saw during the Cultural Revolution, that people get executed just because they speak the truth. And we are at the point. Our freedom is disappearing right in front of our eyes. Some was taken away, some just because we comply.
That is so well said. Thank you for what you've done and what you're doing. I see the things that you see that are happening in America, obviously not from the personal experience that you have, but just, you know, seeing authoritarianism on the rise, being woken up or on the rise, being woken up during COVID to the tyranny that is here. So I deeply respect what you're doing. Thank you so much for what you're doing. Is there anything else you'd like to leave us with before we go?
I just want people to pay close attention to what's going on in China. And what's going on in China could be here in America if we don't resist and fight back.
Xi Jinping, thank you so much for joining the show. And your voice is so important in all of this. So I appreciate what you're doing. Please keep up the fight. You're always welcome on the show. Thanks so much. Take care.
Thank you.
To wake the heck up, to see tyranny come here in the United States, to rise in the United States. So I hope we all heed her warnings. She knows. So I appreciate her important voice in this fight. And I appreciate you guys listening to the show every Monday and Thursday, but you can listen throughout the week. I want to thank John Cassio for putting the episode together. As always, please leave us a review or leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts. Until next time.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.